John Lutton, we've just seen Tester GG score a very impressive win here with Peter Mertens on top in the first race in Hobart today.
Yeah, look at horse Pete, he showed me heaps. I ran him in the upper bowl, he was all over the shop and got beat 4 lengths the night meeting up there, and I gave him a week in the paddock and he's just come home, he's just blossomed up, and his track work's been enormous. Yeah, he's a good galloper.
Peter Mertens on top always helps.
Yeah, top rider. He's a bit wavy with the horse, and I did want to put Pete on him, and I thought, oh, I know, good job, mate, you've only got to give me on the barrels, you'll get the chaff.
All right, but he's won full of running by 4 lengths plus. You've got an opinion of the horse. You think he's going to make a very, very smart 2-year-old?
I said to Mrs. Gear the other night, I said, this horse could win the gold title if he's got much ability. They paid $95,000 for him, so it's a big outlay for him, but he's a real good horse.
He's by Tester Rosser, and Tester Rosser obviously produces good ones that run early.
Yeah, he's, I love it, Tester Rosser. I like him. You know, they're good horses, you know, and...
What do you do now? Will you go to the Elwick Stakes with him now and then go to the Gold Sovereign?
Or I just see how he pulls up. Pete. Like, you know, I'll take it by 2 year-olds a day at a time, but he's just showed so much as a horse. He's at home. Russell Webber said, I've never rode a horse go up like him on the track of Brighton. That's a big call.
Yeah, it is a big call.
Yeah, and Russell said that, so that's a good call.
All right, mate. Look, well done. Let's hope it continues. All the best later on today with the Black Flag.
Yeah, he's good, mate. Everything's good, mate. Thanks.